On today's episode of Dildo or Dildon't, I actually have two toys with me today. So the first one is a replacement for a clit sucker that recently stopped taking charge. if you know what I mean. No, obviously it's broken. And I really liked it. This is a different, so I didn't just get the same one over again because I had already done that twice. So this one is a different kind. This one has no handle. It's kind of, it's shaped like a rose, like the head of a large head of a rose. And it looks like a rose. They made it look like that. Soft to the touch, and it has just one button, and of course the top where the petals would come apart is where you would put it on your clit. Okay, so I turned it around a little bit and already immediately lost track of the button, but I got it back. Okay. So, let's click it on. Nothing. Okay, what if we hold it? Okay. Woo! What? Okay, so that is level one. I don't know what I was expecting, just I guess kind of like a low like most vibrating toys have on their just on their first click. This one is kind of just a bit more just a bit stronger than I'm used to on the first click. Fuck. Should I click it again? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm gonna come. Should I click it again? Fuck. Good. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh god. This one is kind of a steady thumping. This is kind of a dramatic bit. Very, very welcome change from the high intensity vibrating. So I don't. I mean, you could probably hear that. So I thought it was just gonna. It's like short bursts, but occasionally there's also this thing that goes on. There it is. I like that too. I like all of these so far. Surprise. It feels really good. It feels really fucking good. It's like a long, long, medium vibration, and then just like a percussive break in between. I have not been keeping count of how many settings we've gone through, so I don't know how many there are. I don't know how many there's gonna be. We're just gonna keep going. I think we're back at the first setting again. Oh. I'm gonna cry myself on it a little bit. Okay. Well, I think this is a fine replacement for the last one. Oh, I like that. Could you tell? So the second toy I have today is a textured dildo. So it's just it's a purple dick. We got purple dick, a little bit of a ball sack down there, but most importantly, these kind of pronounced ridges along the shaft. And the head is a little pronounced too, with regard to the shaft. Looks like a lot of fun. Let's see if it is. Here we go. Slowly pushing it inside. So I can feel all of it. Oh God, I took it as far as I could. And I'm not moving, and I'm just holding it. And there's a fucking puddle forming under me. Swaying my hips a little bit so I can feel it rub up against the walls of my pussy. Slowly pull it out. Start push it back in. Just slowly start to fuck my pussy. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Fucking ridges. That is so good. That is so fucking good. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God. Oh fuck. I need it. More. I need more. Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. That feels amazing. It feels so fucking good. Oh shit. Oh God. Fucking cum so hard. Cum so fucking hard all over this dick. Guess what? That's great too. think we're going to leave it there for a minute. And then this was the reason why there were two toys, because one of my favorite ways to come is with the dildo inside me and a clit sucker going. So we're going to bring back our little rose toy. There's that dildo all the way inside me. And sorry, hold the button. Oh! Oh my god! Oh my god! I don't. Oh, I fucking love the way that feels. I fucking love how good that is. It's so fucking good. Oh my god. I think these two are keepers. It's a great addition to my current collection, both of them, and I look forward to getting lots of use out of the both of these toys. All the bananas. All right, talk to you later. Bye.